right, and welcome along to the Golf Community, a beginner's journey where we talk all things golf and encourage participation and connection for new players. We cover golf clubs, golf balls, golf shoes, golf courses, coaching, tips, techniques, health, fitness, fun, friendship, events, and catch-ups. All right, so let's get into it. So today I get to welcome back Steve Morgan, who's here to talk to us about the six-week She Loves Golf program. He's just recently completed a program up at Whangaparua Golf Course, but there are a number of golf courses across the country that also offer the same program. It's a great way for women to be able to break down the barriers, get involved, have a go, learn some of the basics, and more importantly, I believe, to create a community and social connection. So let's welcome back Steve Morgan. So welcome back, Steve. Thanks for coming back on and joining us again today.
Thank you.
We thought we'd talk about a little bit about the She Loves Golf program that you recently run at Whangaparua. So tell us a little bit about the She Loves Golf program.
Yeah, so NZ Golf sort of initiative, She Loves Golf, it's around creating an enjoyable social experience, I think, for women and to get them to love golf. It's about getting rid of that stuffy and elitist sort of label, I think, that golf has. And that can put a lot of women off, I think. You know, going to a golf club, you know, it can be very... There's a lot of men that play golf and certainly a lot of, you know, men escape in their weekends to play golf, and it's a bit of a mystery for a lot of ladies. So it's about sort of breaking down those barriers, hanging out with like-minded people, making friends, and certainly, you know, I've seen that in the last, on our first She Loves Golf is, you know, there's some friends that'll be there you know, for a long time through golf and through social. So it's about learning through play, through game, not being too stuffy about it, and having fun. You know, we remove some of the rules and etiquette. So, you know, for example, if you want to play two holes and go home, that's fine. If you want to tee it up in the middle of the fairway, go for it. You know, it's about just making the sport fun for ladies.
It's quite a tricky sport, you know, so we want to make it fun and easy, because it's what I learned was it's very easy to catch the bug, right? So yeah. So what I like about the She Loves Golf programs is it's definitely that connection for women, that social side of it. And I find that a lot of women keep coming back for that. But then when you do sort of just have a go, have a hit, and you find it's not too bad, you're sort of hitting it and getting a few good shots, and then it becomes addictive. I know that I saw a few of the ladies coming in before the She Loves Golf catch up that you guys would have. Mm. They'd spin off and do a couple of holes or a few holes together, just to, you know, and they may have struggled through them, but they were out there giving it a go, and that's what it's all about, is just have a go.
Yeah, totally, and you know, having a go with each other, you know, as ladies new to golf, but you know, we've seen a few or you know, certainly several of them that have joined their families. You know, there's a few husbands that have had their wives tagging along with them, which, you know, may have been a good thing or not such a good thing, and certainly some of the mums going out with their kids, you know, dragging the kids along. One of the ladies said, you know, she was in a great time, and the kids were sort of starting to get the bug as well. So, you know, it's a great sport, getting out in the fresh air. So, you know, nothing better you can do with COVID floating around inside is get out in that fresh air and get the kids outside and get mum and all, you know, the ladies that you know, might want to enjoy that outdoor experience.
Yeah, and I think it's also, you know, it is a great sport if you can get your kids in to share something on a Sunday or something like that, because it's such a good sport to you know, how many business deals have been done over a golf
course. Yeah, totally. And that's a great social side of it, you know, is just meeting people, you know, with just an array of experience and life, and the ladies that we've had at Tonga Pro, you know, there's some amazing amazing people that have done some cool stuff, you know, from you know, there's young mums and you know, retired ladies, you know, nurses and teachers, and just a huge variety of people. And it's really neat just to sort of, you know, touch base with them. And, you know, there's people in some really good, you know, busy jobs and managing a family as well. So, you know, one of the hardest jobs being a mum and having a job and then committing time to go and play golf. So, yeah, you know, it's really neat to see that commitment.
Yeah, I noticed you said earlier that, you know, sometimes it could be some of the husbands might be sort of concerned about their wives starting to play golf, and potentially vice versa. But yeah. This conversation over the weekend, we went to a charity golf event, and I had this conversation over the weekend, and it's like, well, you know, sometimes we actually don't want to play with our husbands as well, you know.
Yeah. And yeah.
A really good social side of it, and I love going to play golf and finding a couple of women or another couple that you can just slot into next to and just meeting new people, you know. So I think we've met some amazing people playing golf just by doing that, just going to a different course and just slotting into next to another couple, or going out with a girlfriend and slotting in with some other girls out there just to try and expand the, you know, our playing partners.
And that's a huge part of it. And you know, I love the couples golf. We've played, and my partner, she's on a pretty good handicap and hits a big long ball and has fun doing that. And you know, we've played a lot of competitions together, a lot of tournaments. And then we got serious and played some mixed pennants. And I think that's a really good test of relationships. You know, it's an alternative shot format. So, you know, you hit a good shot, and if your partner stuffs the next one up, you know, it's a neat format. You know, we played quite seriously in North Harbour and managed to win one of the years. So that was meeting, you know, couples from all around the North Harbour area. And that was really neat. And we see them all again now, and it's, you know, there's some really good connections. It was a bit of, you know, rivalry when you're competing, but you know, it's all a friendship afterwards. So yeah, it's really neat.
On the 19th hole.
Yeah.
And so you mentioned last time a little bit about your partner is a gateway coach.
Yes.
She really helped to support the She Loves Golf program that you recently did. Just tell us a little bit more about how she helps out in the benefits of having both you and Linda there. Is it Linda?
Yeah. It is Linda, yeah. So she's currently doing her gateway. So she's still got a little bit, you know, a few things to get going. But, you know, she's had that journey herself. She started, I think, over about 17 years ago at Fong Pro Golf Course. She was after her family and then another one came along, which stuffed her golf up a little bit after that. But she'd been through the club and played with a lot of the nine hole ladies and made some real, you know, friendships and enjoyed the social side of things. So she did the family thing again for a little while until she sort of met me about 6 years ago, and then we've been playing quite seriously and regularly since. You know, we'll be two or three times a week. So with her, you know, playing golf and playing with women, and she plays pennant, she plays nine holes, 18 holes, plays the ladies competition. She's really got that view of women's golf that is really helpful. For her talking to the She Loves Golf ladies. You know, she knows the stuffy side, she knows the male side. You know, she knows what sometimes the reaction is when she outdrives some of the male people in her foursome, and you know, so she's sort of can break down those barriers by being there and just sort of, you know, going at the end of the day. She does it for fun. She loves playing, and she loves competing, and she loves socializing. So, you know, she's the perfect package for. She loves golf as well. You know, myself and Blake, you know, we've have the communication around the skills and techniques and stuff, and that's really good. But it's nice to be able to sort of, you know, have that social side of a golf club, you know, with a like-minded, you know, lady, and she loves golf.
Yeah, definitely. I remember when I first walked in one day and met Linda at Golf HQ, she, we were sort of talking about golf, and I'd only just started then, and she was still always encouraging me to go and play golf and give it a go, and don't worry about what anybody thinks, and, you know, come and play with me.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing. And that's kind of what we need a little bit more of. It's just that support. I think women are a little bit more emotional, right? So we need to buy in and connect with another woman and go, it's okay to be bad at playing golf.
Yeah. And the good thing with her golf is she loves chatting. So you know, a lot of men, and I'm a little bit that way as well. I'm, you know, I pretty much get in the zone and pretty focused. And you know, like you say, you know, women want to socialize a little bit more through the golfing, through their games, and so that's really good too. You know, that's a different sort of side of golf than what maybe some of us have when we're sort of, you know, playing seriously. So it's neat to be able to see that, and it's also neat to be able to you know, look at some of the formats that you can play, and you know, she loves golf. When we've gone out on the course the last couple of sessions, and we're playing Ambrose, so you know, it's hit the ball and take the best shot, or not so much the best shot, choose a shot and play from there, and doing that with She Loves Golf, yeah, you know, that's a great way to start. It's a neat way to sort of remove some of that pressure. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I've found through my golfing, you know, I love that more than anything. I love playing Ambrose. I love playing six ball Ambrose, where, you know, you're in a team and your shot doesn't count, so you can hit crazy shots that you wouldn't normally hit, and you know, so it's really neat. It takes that pressure off, and it brings the fun into it. And you can be, you know, people can be doing things that they mightn't have done before. You know, we had a competition last year, I remember, and a lady new to golf and quite nervous about playing with lower handicappers and playing in an Ambrose, and we sort of, you know, she was putting for an eagle and got an eagle, and she was just so excited that, you know, the team had an eagle and she was the one that sunk the putt, and it was just really neat for her to, you know, experience a different side of golf with no pressure.
Yeah, absolutely. That's fantastic. So you do have some plans to run future She Loves Golf programs, but that's just on hold just for a few weeks to sort those ones out.
Yeah, so definitely be running a few more, and I think just with the winter months and the daylight and some of the challenges that mums have with you know, with after school and you know, perfect time for the last session we had was sort of 5:30 to 6:30 at night, and was ideal, and the free glass of bubbles at the end, it was sort of the right time to have it. So yeah, we're just gonna look at sort of what the challenges are with this through the winter months. But the group that we've had are all, we're catching up with them on a Sunday afternoon every couple of weeks, just as a bit of a check-in, and you know, reinforce some of the skills that they've learned, and you know, get out there and just help them with their journey. So we'll be doing that sort of over about a four sessions over the next 2 months.
Then it's not like you've just done a program and then that's it, good luck kind of thing. It's still like nurturing them along.
Yeah, because I, you know, and that's the most important, is not just, like you say, you know, not just letting it finish. It's let's keep it going, let's invest in your journey, and you know, and we'll do that, and we'll play nine holes. We'll, you know, we'll come and see them on the weekends, and you know, socially as well. So it's not just about sort of being out there and hey, we're running a clinic. It's like, you know, let's go and play a game, you know. Let's just enjoy the social side of playing nine holes or more. So I think that's important. I think that's, and it's not like a job either, because, you know, on my days off, I'd probably be playing golf anyway. So, you know, yeah, it's a good job to have.
Nice. So you also just recently ran a junior program. How did that go?
So I was lucky to take over from Luke Farrell. So Luke's one of our pros, and he's helping set up and run the new store in Takapuna. So, Luke's focus is down on Takapuna now. So I took over the juniors this year, and again, using Linda to help out. We have 15 juniors. So it's really neat to have someone else to help. And so the program's, it's an after school program. So we run it on Wednesdays, 4 until 5. And it's, again, learning through game-based play. So, you know, that's been shown through you know, our coaching methodology, that's the best way to learn. It's not about learning by rote, you know, the technique. It's about setting up situations, which you'll find on a golf course, and then doing that through games, through team play, and so it's very much through having fun. And I think, you know, the key is for the kids to go home after their session, and when mum and dad say, you know, did you enjoy it today? You know, the answer is yes. Did you have fun? Yes. What was it, you know, what did you enjoy about it? Or, you know, I met some people and it was good fun, you know, hitting a ball, but the ball may not have gone the way that we all think it should. But, you know, it's about them getting out there and having fun, and again, sort of in an environment that's pretty healthy, you know, outdoors.
The devices.
Yeah. Totally, no devices, and it's just neat. It's just total kinesthetic. Here's a rugby ball, throw that one. Here's a tennis ball, throw that one. Here's a golf ball, hit that one. So yeah, it's very healthy. So it's been a good program, and we've got a range of kids from 4 years to 11.
Wow.
The four-year-old is our shining star. He's bombs it off the tee, hitting draws, just really neat to see him doing it, and the older kids are loving it as well, and, you know, they all learn from each other. So yeah, it's a really neat group.
Awesome. And so you've got plans to run more?
Yeah, so certainly it's a school term thing. So we're just about to finish the first term. It's an 8-week program. So in the second term, we'll be running the Wednesday session, and then just saw a bit of demand or interest from parents. Some of the parents with older children have sort of want to get their children a little bit more competitive. So, you know, there's some tournaments. There's a tournament, I think, in December, a junior golf tournament that Auckland Golf are running. And so, you know, there's a bit of interest to sort of push into the competitive side of it with the group. So we've got about between 5 and 6 older kids, older boys that are keen to come and run a session. So we'll run that on Tuesdays, and with an aim to play a competition in the first term, which will be working with Dom at Wellness Golf at Gulf Harbour. So we're going to have a little competition. So we're going to play a tournament format, probably Ambrose, in a team, and we'll organise a trophy, and it'll be Whangaparoa against Gulf Harbour.
Nice.
For term two of the year, and then we'll probably play it at Whangaparoa, and then maybe the second term look at getting the boys and girls over to Gulf Harbour, and then we'll sort of, you know, look at seeing if we can drag Wainui in as well, look at getting sort of, you know, the local courses that we have within 15 minutes of each other. So So Dom and me are looking forward to getting that going and the start of the new term too. So yeah, it's going to be exciting.
It's not that far.
No.
And it's a pretty little course too.
Yeah. No, we're lucky. There's plenty of options for golf courses around here. So yeah, we'll start off small and just see how we go.
Love it. I love the idea. It's fantastic. Mm. And I think it's not an option that or a sporting option many kids really consider, and not a lot of schools have either. Our boy plays, and I spoke to the school about have they got any golfing programs through there, and they said no. So, you know, it was just a sport that not a lot of kids pick up, and I guess it's not till a little bit later they might pick it up.
Yeah.
Go and hit the ball with their mates and.
Yeah, so it's you're right. A lot of kids through the sort of teen years through to the early 20s sort of, you know, disappear into the soccer and the rugby and the cricket. Certainly what I've found my son's age and he's in his late 20s and they've all come to golf. They've finished their rugby careers. They've looked at what can they do? What are their idols doing? What's Steph Curry playing? What's the Barrett boys playing? And they've all sort of gone, well, golf's fun, hitting, bombing it off the tee and hitting it as hard as you can and getting frustrated by 3 and 4 putting, but they're loving it. And they sort of, the theme that I've had from them is, if they'd known it was that much fun, they probably would have taken it up in their teen years, but it wasn't cool. It wasn't a cool sport to do. So I think that's been broken down a lot now with a lot of younger guys at Whangapara, good groups of sort of 20 plus. And then I know Gulf Harbour's got quite a good number of younger guys. And that's what we're after is, keep that encouragement sort of through those teenage years when it's, important to get away from those devices and get out in the fresh air.
So tell us more about how parents can maybe get in touch with you and enroll in the next term program.
So just send me an email, so it's steve@golfhq.co.nz, or have a chat with Dom at Gulf Harbour. It's more about encouraging kids into golf rather than, come to this golf course or that golf course. We're all working together. We're all in the same industry. And I think, that's a good thing about being in the NZPGA program is we are all like-minded, and it's about encouraging people into the game, keeping them fit and healthy. And I know, Dom's focus a lot is on wellness golf and it's a huge part of it. Both physically and mentally.
Yeah. So many good health benefits.
And some frustrating ones as well. So
yeah. Definitely. Definitely. But we still keep coming back, right? That one shot keeps coming
back. Crazy. Yeah.
Is there anything else you wanted to add, Dom? Steve, before we go?
No, I think just it's just a neat to have juniors and neat to have ladies just breaking down those barriers. So the more the merrier, like I said, for physical and mental wellness is the key. So Certainly we encourage that and of course, if you need some equipment, come in and see us and we'll hook you up.
Nice drop there. Awesome. Once again, Steve, thanks. We really appreciate you dropping in and saying hello again. And
no problem.
Keep up the great work with the women's golf, as she loves golf, and encouraging our youth to get into sport.
Yeah, cool. Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Take care. So as always, we've loved connecting with you here at the Golf Community, A Beginner's Guide to Golf. We appreciate your support, so love us and like us, subscribe and connect using the links below. And as always, we would love to share your story. So contact me and let's get you on an upcoming episode. So as always, from the golf community, ka kite anō.